Greetings, Namibia. This is Herman. I am happy to be back on this program, Word with You. From the book of our Apostle Josh Tadeo, we are going to learn today that there is something called seeds of salvation. Everything in the kingdom of God functions according to the principles of a farmer. Whatever the farmer wishes to harvest, the farmer needs to sow. Therefore, when it comes to winning souls, when it comes to salvation, we need to understand that the Bible contains certain seeds, certain Bible verses specifically for salvation. Sometimes we wish to see our friends, our colleagues, our family members come to salvation, giving their life to Jesus, but we do not know how to effectively help them or effectively evangelize to them. So what we do, sometimes we try to convince them, we try to debate with them. Today we are going to learn the most effective way of sowing the word of salvation. So this is the secret. Number one, do not speak a lot. Do not preach. Do not overshare. You know, number two, do not try to convince the person. And number three, you should rather sow biblical verses of salvation. So like I said, the Bible contains of so many verses for specific situations in our lives. So when it comes to salvation, just like a farmer, if the farmer wants to harvest maize, he will have to sow the seeds of maize. If he wants tomato, he will sow the seeds of tomato. So if I want to see salvation, I want people to give their life to Christ, the type of seeds I'm going to sow into their hearts is a seeds of salvation. For example, John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world so much that he gave his only beloved son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So I share that specific word with the person I wish to see saved. So what is my encouragement today? Do not spend time trying to convince people to give their life to Christ. Do not force people. Do not debate with them. Do not over-preach to them. Bombard them with so many scriptures, with so many preaching, with so many sermons. There are people that will share long preaching day after day to that same person, hoping that they will listen. And most of the times, these people, they will block you or they will put you on mute. They will not see any of your messages because they are a lot. But if you strategically practice this, where once a week, for example, you share a specific verse, a verse of salvation, and you let them digest. Because what you are doing is like a farmer. You are sowing the seed. And remember, the seed takes time to grow. And that seed also needs water. So the Bible also reminds us that sometimes in the journey of evangelism, you are probably going to be the seed planter. You have just planted the seed in that person's heart by giving that verse, for example. And then the next person is going to give water to that seed. Eventually, God gives the harvest. And then you find that that person that you've been praying for and that you've been evangelizing, eventually that person is now in the church. Eventually that person has accepted the call and is now serving the Lord. But guess what? He's not in your church. So how do you feel? Sometimes you feel bad because I've been praying for that person. I've been sowing the seeds of salvation, but they ended up in a different church. I think for that you should rejoice. Rejoice because at least the person has accepted the call. At least the seed of salvation has grown. You have planted the seed. The other person has watered, and then eventually God gave the harvest. So that soul is saved. Glory to God. So we are a team. We just have to celebrate that that soul is conquered. That soul is saved. So Namibia, this is one of the effective ways to evangelize. Use the right verses at the right time. Use the specific verses of salvation. God bless you.